If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Can't beat Raven.
Hey, Cheryl, you ready to play today?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. $3,300 on the line. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, Cheryl.
Okay. So Raven's walking out of here. That big old studio door is going to close, and he's not going to be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have about 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in, get the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
Ready.
Okay, number one, Adam Driver has played 2 Italians in a row, but not on purpose, he says. He's currently starring in Ferrari, and the last movie where he played an Italian was opposite Lady Gaga. What movie was that?
Goosey.
Number two, what major pop artist teased their new album by posting on Instagram, "See you next year"? Hint, their last album came out in 2020 and was called Positions.
I have no idea.
Number three, in the children's show Daniel Tiger, he puts on his red sweater and ties his shoes because the series is inspired and based by what other television show?
Mr. Rogers.
Number four, Selena Gomez said her next album may be her last album, saying that she is tired of making music. Selena Gomez acts alongside Steve Martin and Martin Short in what Hulu show?
Only Murders in the Building.
And number five, Taylor Swift broke Elvis Presley's record for the most weeks at number one on the Billboard 200 chart. The 2022 Elvis movie starring what actor is now on Netflix?
Jacob Mullory.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
2 out of 5 for Cheryl.
Not great. $3,300. Let's see how I do.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Number one, Adam Driver has played 2 Italians in a row, but not on purpose, he says. He's currently starring in Ferrari.
I mean, who's counting? Okay.
I actually noticed that. I was like, oh, I wonder if this is a thing. Okay. The last movie where he played an Italian was opposite Lady Gaga. What movie was that?
House of Gucci.
House of Gucci is correct. Number two, what major pop artist teased their new album by posting on Instagram, "See you next year"? Here's a hint. Their last album came out in 2020 and was called Positions.
Ariana Grande.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Number three, in the children's show Daniel Tiger, he puts on his red sweater and ties his shoes because the series is inspired and based by what other television show?
Oh, when you do the shoe thing, that's got to be Mr. Rogers. Excuse me.
Mr. Rogers is correct. Number four, Selena Gomez says her next album may be her last album, saying she's tired of making music. She acts alongside Steve Martin and Martin Short in what Hulu show?
Only Murders in the Building.
And number five, Taylor Swift broke Elvis Presley's record for the most weeks at number one on the Billboard 200 chart. The 2022 Elvis movie starring what actor is now on Netflix?
Oh, God, I'm going to get his last name wrong. Austin, I got 2 guesses, Eckler and Mahomes, and they're both NFL players. Austin.
Doesn't matter.
Austin Mahomes?
No, Austin Butler.
Butler, that was it.
Butler! That's it.
That's the one.
I'm in the middle of it. It's too long. I had to watch the first half.
He's got a new biker movie coming out with Tom Hardy and a bunch of other guys. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like the new Wild Bunch. It's going to be amazing, it looks like.
All right, Cheryl. He beat you 4-2 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
I'm Cheryl, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $3,400 come Monday, Anna.
All right, I also want to thank Jack and Stacy. They supplied 2 of the questions I used today. And if you have an idea for a question, too, you can submit it at annaandraven.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.